John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation today, but we'll be back on Monday. My guest host for my final show this week with guest hosts is meteorologist Jody Kodesh.
Thank you. I love being here.
So Jody, my daughter, who was my guest host yesterday, when she found out that TikTok actually invited you to their headquarters. First of all, who knew they had a headquarters here?
Right.
Because it just doesn't seem like it. Right? It's TikTok. It's in your phone,
of
you
course.
Know? She was so like, oh my God, I need to know about this. So you being a star on TikTok enough to gather their attention made them get a hold of you. Tell us how that unfolded.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so first I get an email. And I'm like, that's a scam.
Sure.
That's not real.
I would have thought that,
TikTok's not
too.
Reaching out to me like the TikTok. We need to talk. We would like to bring. I deleted the email because I get so many scams, emails.
I bet.
And then they sent another. And I started reading a little more closely. And then I did that thing where I say, well, how do I know it's you?
Yes.
And they said, we expected you to say that. Let's do a Zoom. So
okay.
We got on a Zoom meeting, and then it quickly became very real to me.
Okay.
I realized, oh, this is real. And then they said, we want to fly you out. We want to talk. I said, you've got to be kidding me. And they legitimately planned everything.
Okay.
They flew me out, hotel, dinner, everything.
Where is TikTok's headquarters?
Well, it wasn't a headquarters. What it was is it was a giant, I can't even talk much about the
totally
details,
makes sense.
Girlfriend. It's
no,
all
it's
top
all right.
secret.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was.
It's a real building
I
somewhere.
I can tell you where I went. I can say this.
Okay.
I went to Boston.
Okay.
Okay, so I went to Boston. It feels so cool. I feel so special saying it's top secret, but it is. A lot of it was top secret. What I can say is it was an incredible 2 days.
Okay.
Where we talked about me. And what I could do on TikTok and what they feel should come out of my presence on TikTok.
Interesting.
Basically, they think I have something on that page that they would like to see grow. And I agree with them.
Well, sure. Yeah.
I agree with them. It was flattering and amazing and just something that I've worked so hard for. You know, I've been doing this for so long that it was just a huge blessing for them to have me out there. And then we talked a lot about my content. And this week, I have been doing so much by way of content. And I have big things coming up.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, that just blows my mind. Now, obviously, I would think you're not the only person that they've done that with.
Right.
I mean, it isn't millions of people that they fly
exactly.
to Boston to a secret location deep beneath the earth.
Exactly.
To have that kind of conversation. So that validates, you know, what you do on TikTok. And here's the thing that I love about it.
Mm-hmm.
Jody's not on there, and this is not dissing anybody who does this, but she's not on there doing makeup tutorials.
Right.
She's not on there doing trashy celebrity talk.
Right.
You are on there talking about the weather.
Yes.
Talking about space.
Space. Doing
all this stuff.
And science.
Yes, I love that.
And that's what they liked, Tammy. And that's why I was so happy to be there is because that's what they liked. They liked the education side of it. They liked that I was talking about science and making it something that everyone could understand. They liked the educational aspect, and that's what they want to see more of. And that's what I am so excited to do more of. So we're working together now.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So when we come back, can we get some tips from you? If someone is on TikTok and Instagram and all that, and you'll give a few tips of your own?
I'll give real tips.
All right, I love that.
Yeah.
Meteorologist Jody Kodesh is my special guest host today. John will be back on Monday.
Yay!
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. But I've loved this week. It's been fabulous. And I've had all different kinds of people guest host with me this week. I had Hardy's wife, Callie, and her mom. So Hardy's mother-in-law and his wife here for 2 days, plus their baby, Rosie.
Love
God, she's so cute. They were great. I had my husband here as a guest host, my daughter yesterday.
Yes.
And I wanted to specifically get into this because my daughter is an online creator and influencer. She prefers creator now more than that. But when she found out that you were coming in, Jody, she wanted to get some tips from you and anyone else who is online doing this, you know, making online content. Jody was invited to the headquarters at TikTok. And it was because of the type of content that you put out that they were really intrigued by. Jody's everything about the weather and science and space and fun and learning it and being creative and entertaining. And when you do that. So if there is a creator listening right now, What are some tips that you have for them to help them grow bigger?
Okay. So one thing that I do on my page that I think they really took to is I talked about this, that I educate and I have an expertise. You know, I'm a meteorologist and I put it out. What is my expertise and how can I help people?
Okay.
Specifically, how can I help people? So a lot of times what you see on TikTok is you'll see people dancing or you'll see people singing, right? Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
And that's fine, great. Sure.
And that's a big part of it. And there's people with a lot of followers. But I think what they really want to hone in on now, similar to YouTube, is the people that go on their personalities, but they have actual niche. They talk about specific things.
Yeah.
So if you are a teacher, how can you give tips? How can you talk? If you are a veterinarian, maybe you give tips for dogs, but they really want helpful, useful tips.
Okay.
Not just opinions, not just fluff. They really want the algorithm to pull people that are offering helpful, useful tips. But the key is to, you know, how a lot of us just shoot in our car. We're just shooting in our office. They really want work put into production.
Okay.
So really focusing on good lighting, really focusing on good sound and making sure that it's a little bit more polished.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going to drive people into higher views on TikTok.
And there's always a place for everything else.
Yes.
But if you are a creator who really is passionate about something that you do, you know, what are your credentials? What are you doing? You know, maybe you're an amazing cook.
Right.
Right. And you want to teach people something that they didn't know or how to do something better.
Yes.
Or maybe you're a carpenter, you know, or a woodworker, and you want to teach someone that. Or maybe you're in radio, and you want to teach people how to do it. It doesn't matter.
How do you help people?
Yes, how do you help?
It's more of a help. So you have to just ask yourself, what do I do? How do I help? And I think that's where some people go wrong, is they just talk.
Yeah.
Talk about what they do, or they talk about things, but they don't help. And so I definitely think that's the number one thing to do.
It's a Mr. Rogers quote. Look for the helpers.
Oh, yes.
Remember how
helpers.
His mom always told
goodness.
Him that?
Yes.
When you're feeling, you know, unsure, just look for the helpers.
Yes.
Oh, you're a helper, Jodi Kardashian. I love
there.
That.
Can I help?